You know, I really feel, and it's only speculation, but his time of illness, where he was unable to communicate verbally or in any normal way, was really a gift to the Sangha, and really felt it was a bodhisattva act. Just tremendous renunciation and giving. And because what it did was have the opportunity for the Sangha to come together. Because this is what, if you think about what is unique about Ajahn Chah's teaching, I mean, we've talked about a lot of uniqueness around his personality, and his method of teaching. But I think, you know, what is really unique is his emphasis on Sangha. And that's the vehicle that's carried these teachings to us. I mean, from the Buddha's time, is through the vehicle of Sangha. So that he really nurtured Sangha. And that, opportunity of his time of illness, gave us as a, and I was sort of in the midst of that, and there was, at the time when he first became ill, I mean, there was about 70 or 80 branch monasteries. By the time he died, there was probably about 160 branch monasteries. I mean, it grew. It strengthened Sangha. It stabilized. That's extraordinarily rare. Usually when a teacher starts to, isn't teaching, isn't present, things start to dissipate and people move away and people, it's just, and particularly, with religious figures, it's very, and there's a saying, and there's an idiom in Thai that, people in the world, are attached to status. People in the religion are attached to their views. And you better believe it. So that, you get into extraordinary conflicts. And it's also righteous. So that ability for people to drop their views and learn how to work together. Before they would do it because of the power of Ajahn Chah's personality. But now they had to do it because of themselves, and because of the Sangha, and because of the Dhamma. And there were people who fell away and said, I'm out of here. But that wasn't what the majority did. The majority really put an effort. And so that time of looking after Ajahn Chah really helped to consolidate that. And there's many, and we don't have time to do the many stories through Ajahn Chah's life of his, how he emphasized Sangha and really turned things over an ordinary sense, giving the power of decision to the Sangha, or deferring to the Sangha before him making any decision, which is, he was extraordinarily capable. He was extraordinarily wise. But that wasn't the point. For he could override people, but that wasn't what he was leaving as a legacy. His legacy was to give Sangha the opportunity to work together and live together, and by that way, pass on the teachings that he's done. So that's certainly what I feel. He's given to us, and his last illness up to his death, and you saw.